Blog Talk Radio.
Harry Tubman on a $20 bill. Now, Harry Tubman is one of my heroes, along with Frederick Douglass. You know, I learned about her when I was a kid. I like Harriet Tubman. What she did, you know, she was born into slavery. To, you know, being put in bondage without, you know, her permission. And, you know, it's really horrific to, you know, experience that, you know, someone born or seen as a piece of property, you know. I call that time the Black Holocaust because a lot of African Americans or, I say Black Negro people have suffered tremendous atrocities, particularly as being enslaved, you know. But her experience was that she was born to slavery, and one particular incident during her enslaved period, she got hit in the head accidentally by an overseer. I guess it was a white overseer or her master who was throwing it at another slave, and it cut her head, gushed her head open. So she had brain damage, which she would have for the rest of her life. She had, you know, I guess epileptic seizures, and or in her time she would call it spells, which she would pass out and be passed out for several, you know, minutes or hours, you know, and that's pretty sad. So she was disabled from an injury, you know, a head injury. And then as she got older, she decided to, you know, run away. She was tired of being a slave and run from her, you know, Maryland to Pennsylvania. And then she was free. And then she decided to rescue hundreds of slaves, more than 200, 300, 400, I know, slaves through the Underground Railroad. And she was wanted, you know, in the South. You know, they, I don't think they wanted her for a certain amount of money, but she was never caught. And she also was worked with the Civil War, reportedly. And during that time, she rescued more slave men and women. And through her life, she suffered a lot, you know, suffered a lot of abuse. Particularly, the sad thing which I read about was that after the Civil War, she was living in New York State, I guess Auburn, New York. Some men tried to take advantage of her. They took money for her and hit her across the head, and she was treated very badly. So I think she deserves to be on a $20 bill for all the suffering in her life. But all I can say is that at least she died free, and you know, in a home in Auburn, New York. That is very, very sad. But I think she deserves to be on the $20 bill as a representative of what slavery has done. When you think about slavery, I think it's such a horrific time, and it's hard to talk about. You know, I could, you know, the Holocaust in Germany and, you know, and Europe is comparable, and many other times where people suffer such atrocities, you know, their lives were taken or made to be enslaved against their will. So that's very, very horrific. You know, slave owners have done so much stuff to innocent people. And I'll mention they were indentured servants too, but slave, you know, they too suffered too. They were white men who were enslaved as well, but African Americans have suffered so much, particularly in slavery. It was such a horrific institution. Hearing slave masters rape slave women and other stories where, you know, they beat them, they throw waste at them, they kill them sometimes if they don't do what they want, all kinds of horrific situations. So it's very horrific to talk about something or a period of time which lasted
hundreds of years. And I think that Harriet Tubman was a leader in terms of trying to, you know, make a difference by rescuing as many enslaved men and women as possible. And I think she deserves to be on a $20 bill, because Americans, as well as people around the world, need to know about slavery. They need to learn about slavery, because we don't want to see it happen again, where another human being is enslaved against their will. You know, out of slavery, I think, and to some extent, the effects of what's going on now in today's society were still affected by that, you know, America's worst sin, perhaps, when, you know, when Black Americans used the N-word. I bring that up because that was started in slavery. Slave masters use the N-word. So when I describe, you know, I'm a, you know, colorblind individual. I mean, I have my problems, but I don't use the N-word. I don't never use that N-word against any person, regardless of race. I don't use it because it was used so tremendously during the time of slavery, as well as during the Civil Rights Movement, where many individuals have got killed and murdered, and before they were murdered, and during either or lynched and burnt to death, hung or, you know, shot or, and many other atrocious matters. Let's say atrocious ways that, when they were killed or lynched, they were called the N-word. So I don't want to use it. It just brings up the past. It lowers my self-esteem and my self-worth. But I'm glad that she's on a $20 bill, because it's kind of like with Andrew Jackson, who is a very unpopular president because he was a slave owner. He was a white supremacist. He believed in slavery, white man suffrage. He also killed a lot of Indians. So when you think about this, Andrew Jackson had a dubious past already, and they were talking about Woodrow Wilson, who was during the 1915 film, you know, Birth of a Nation, which was so racist, KKK, celebrating the KKK. He, you know, he, I guess his viewpoint was expressed on the movie, that he believed that what the Birth of a Nation meant was true. Ingrained white supremacist, racist. He's not the type of white supremacist that's going to go out and try to burn somebody's house down or wear a mask, a white mask or cape over them. He is the type that believes it and he believes through policy to make sure that people of color or do not have this, are, you know, segregated and are seen, you know, kept in inferior positions. So that the past of America has to be acknowledged, and that's, you know, we can't hide from it. You know, it's like it can't be swept under the rug. We just remind us to bring everybody together, because we're in a different age now where we celebrate people regardless. And there are many Black and Latin and white Americans and people from all over the world who believe in equality and don't want to think about racism, because racism stems from slavery. So congratulations, Harriet Tubman. Wherever she is, she deserves her spot
on a $20 bill. Unfortunately, Andrew Jackson, well, you know, the bad past have to be rectified in some way or acknowledged over wrongs, over practice that was a way of life that was truly an inhumane, atrocious time. Thank you from Dove Knight.